CBA Mobile.
Or CBA or CPA, I probably butchered it, but Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, and I'm mobile as well.
Hey, sorry I missed part of your call. And I'm mobile. If I can't write it down, I'll punch it into a QR. My suffix is Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name here is David, and you sounded pretty good. You got a little hum on your signal, but certainly 100% copy.
Charlie Bravo. Now I can't even remember it. Now I drew a blank. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. If I can't write it down or put it in QRZ, I can't hardly remember it, as I just showed. But, yeah, you're coming in good, and I guess it was because I'm between these buildings. But name here is Donnie. Nice to meet you, David.
Hi, this is KP4 CPA. It's kind of in a dead zone back there. At Haywood and Congaree, if you know where that intersection is, if you're on 2 meters, you can just hang it up.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the areas down here. I just moved to South Carolina about 8 months ago, so I'm still learning. And yeah, I know what you mean. That's how it was when cell phones first came around, where I lived growing up in North Carolina. We were like the one spot on the map that didn't have service in our area.
I'm so old, I remember we had a dial phone for years, and our number, our prefix was the letters Charlie Echo. So it was C-E, and then 3-0-8-4-3, which, you know, you had to read the numbers on the phone to see what a C was, which is 2. I think that was right. Anyway, I don't know. But we were called, our area was called Cedar, Charlie Echo Delta Alpha Romeo, and we were on a party line too. We could pick the phone up sometimes, and our neighbor would be talking, and we'd just have to wait for her to get off.
KI4L, he got mobile. One of those dead holes back up here around the repeater site, and the Table Rock and Sassafras there is still. Where I live, one of them, there's a cell tower maybe 2 or 3 miles, but because it's digging a hole, I don't get it in the summer.
I'm not old enough to remember the party lines, but I do remember when we didn't have call waiting, we had somebody. And I do remember what it was like to hang up on somebody out of anger, man. Especially when you could ring the bell on a rotary phone. Oh, man. Those were the days, I guess. But other station, I didn't quite get to catch what you said. I kind of went to a dead spot there. But I do recognize you. This is Kilo Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, Donnie.
AI4LZ, I'm mobile. I'm Andy, and I reside up here near Table Rock. What I was saying, there's plenty of dead zones back off up toward Table Rock, around the Caesar's Head, Sassafras Mountain, and where I reside at there at this time of year and live at, there's a cell tower about 2 or 3 miles, but because it's such a deep hole and the leaves on the trees, there's no cell service at the house.
Roger that. And that's so funny you were mentioning about the cell tower. My dad, one time, he had went into the store to pay his cell phone bill, and they were trying to get him to upgrade. Well, my dad never seen the reason to upgrade to the smartphone because there was no cell service at his house. And he's like, I'm not going to be using the internet while I'm out and about. So one day he finally told him and said, you get cell service down there and I'll upgrade it. They quit trying to get him to upgrade.
that. We had one of them. I bought one at a flea market a few years ago, and I'm going to look up how you connect it. I used to have one in high school, just the bell part and what you needed to hook it up. I think it ran off of DC, but I might be wrong. It might have been a low AC current. But anyway, and we were doing a play, and we needed the phone to ring, so I would I'd go back there backstage behind the curtain, and then I would, you know, ring the phone and let it off, and then ring it again until they picked it up and let it off. And so I was the official phone ringer, the operator.
They were 48 volts DC, Dave. They were 90 to 105 volts, 20 hertz for the ringer. When you lifted the receiver off the hook, the voltage on the line, which was red and green, it would fall down to 5 volts. When you hung it up, it'd go back up to 48 volts, and it was DC. But the ringer would shock the snot out of you at 90 volts and 90 to 105 volts, 20 hertz, but it still shocked you real good. But I got to run in the fruit market here. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Good morning, Andy, and all of you. And Gerald TR's out.
That floor station that was in there, go ahead and pick it up. JI4LZI
Mobile. And had them in your house. Put it in your house. And then the answer machine came along. That was a whole other deal. The phone, or the cordless phone even, you know, the answer machine and cordless phone all in one was something when I was growing up. But yeah, I never did have to pay rent to have a phone.
Things have come a long way. JI4LZI Mobile.
I'm in a bad spot here, Andy, on Wade Hampton, so y'all carry on. I'll get out of this in a minute, but I think I'm going to stop by Publix on my way and pick up a prescription. Y'all carry on. KB4CBA Mobile.
Myself, safe trip, and don't spend too much of that money, Roger. 73s. And you're right, Andy. Phones have come a really long way. When me and my wife first got married back in 2014, when we got DirecTV, we had the bundle deal where we could have a landline. So we went ahead and got it, but the only people that ever called us on a landline was telemarketers, so we just canceled it.
Yeah, it's come a long way, and that. Like I was saying, he was and I both. I remember my grandmother having that party line phone. It was something I certainly wasn't used to, but I was real small at the time. But it was definitely different. And one thing I learned, of course, that helped me darkly get into amateur radio here. I started out with a scanner and all, and you was talking about those cordless phones. The VHF low band and the 900 megahertz band, at least back in those days, is where those phones operated at.
I remember that. I didn't know that specifically, but I do remember, you know, at a younger age, like with my uncle, I had a CB, and some guys had walkie-talkies, and you'd accidentally cut in onto someone's phone conversation, but I think that was just after the party lines there, probably. This was back in the 90s, but eventually, that I guess they kind of got out of the band that you were talking about there, so that wouldn't happen.
places plus that you're talking about on 11 meters. Way, way back, but yeah, you get in the right place in the right area. You want those cordless phones, you could hear everything someone's saying.
And now, you know, you got a phone that can tell you all sorts of information on the fly. You know, you can watch videos on it. And when, you know, FaceTime come along or where you can video chat, when we were younger, we always wondered, wouldn't it be cool if you had a device or a phone where that you could actually see the person you're talking to on it? And now they've done surpassed that, which is wild.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo ID.
Boy, LZI Mobile. Yeah, they've come a long ways. I remember, like I said, you know, just I'd program that stuff in on the scanner. I'd have one, say, like 100, 300, 1,000 channels. And program those VHF low band frequencies to 900 megahertz frequencies. And that, you was talking about 11 meters, those in between frequencies is where those was at long before they was on VHF low and 900 megahertz. But people would talk on those cordless phones and not thinking a thing at all about the fact that they're going out on the RF airways, and with the right equipment, someone can hear you.
Some of those conversations were very interesting, to say the least, as well. You know, speaking of not really paying much attention to where your frequencies are going, I watched a video one time, and it was pretty wild. This gentleman worked for a company, and he drove a company vehicle. Well, apparently, they put GPS in the company vehicle, and he didn't like that. So, which I don't like GPS either, really, but it is helpful in some certain situations. Well, apparently he didn't like it, so he bought an old MIDI device you plug in your cigarette lighter. So if anyone ever put GPS on your vehicle to try to track you and then come rob you or something or whatever, let me let it drop for a second. He was working, he had parked next to an airport, took down the airport's GPS system. So the feds got involved and triangulated him, and boy, he paid for it.
He did, especially doing an airport.
Been in a bad spot.
I get out myself. I ain't that overly far from where I need to go anyway, but under the right conditions, you can do that, but doing an airport, I tell you, with jamming GPS, I tell you, you're really asking for it when you're doing that. KI4LZI Mobile. Gonna have to sign for now.
It was nice speaking with you. I hope you have a safe rest of your day if I don't get to speak with you. And 73's to you. This is Donnie, Kilo, Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo, and I'll be clear as well.